Any question? No. Means question is not there or is not needed. Anybody volunteers to enlighten us? What are we talking about here? Yeah, what have been said before? No? Volunteer to enlighten us. What is this? We are not in the first day. This is not the first session. And I insist on keeping the track. Because if you leave, that's one of the checkpoints. Why do we need checkpoints?
Are you sure we're following
one? Oh. So is there, where is the chance of getting lost here?
The chance of getting lost
in these kind of text is very, very much for different reasons. First of all, it's a difficult text, so it cannot be that easy. Then, what else? It is poetic language, which is always indirect, because poetic language plays with the words, right? Then it's symbolic. It talks about the stories and stuff like that. And you could go on and on and on. I'm sure about that, you know why? Because I believe this is made purposely to have all those different wrong choices as well, to cover everything. Because no choice is wrong. We'll come back to that later. But, okay, this is something that you could get lost easily. More than anything else, this is made to provoke your imagination. And imagination could go astray easily. Is not that controlled. So we need some elements of control. One of them, for me, it worked perfectly. I told you this story that I came back to this book when I was studying educational system. And I noticed that this is the outcome of a professional, genius teacher. So everything is organized perfectly. There is no chaos of talking about this, then talking about something else, then remembering something, then bringing in. Because he is a philosopher to begin with. Before becoming this master, he knows philosophy. He knows that you should start from the beginning to the end. And he's a good teacher. So he knows how to do it. That's a good point for me. Because when I believe in that, I notice the game he's playing carefully. I know he's playing a game. He's playing with the stories and even the melody and all that to give me something. So for me the best thing is to familiarize myself with his techniques, to learn how he's doing it. The continuum is the first thing I believe in his enlightened brain and intelligence. So he is telling these stories one by one because one subject is leading to another and another. So far we have seen 5 stories. The first one was describing the problem with intelligence. The second one, he brought out the defect in judging with superficial information, comparison. comparing the form and judging the essence. Then the next story is very simple. Comes after that comparing. What will come after the comparing? What do you compare most in your life, honestly?
Myself to other people.
And the outcome? Jealousy. Because you look at the thing they have and you don't think about the thing you have. You want them not to be around. Even if you have enough, and more than enough. Let's say having is the instrument of remaining alive, right? So, around you, you will see the people who have enough, even more than enough, to remain alive, really. Not to have fun and, I don't know, have a good car or enjoy life to the best, no. But remaining alive, that's the duty of the animal, right? Okay, if you have more than that, and a lot more than that. When you're looking at the billionaire or zillionaire, why do you want more? That's the outcome of that animal. Because that animal does not know anything about having enough or $1 million or $1 zillion. Do they know the difference? They know one thing. Be the best, not the others out. That's a rule of life. So if you are the second, doesn't matter. If you're the second, you're the loser in nature. If you're second in the herd, you have no sex. Period. You have no babies. You cannot reproduce. You're the second one. That right goes to the first one. That was the jealousy. Then, it's not only jealousy, this comparison you're always busy with. Another one is you're confused because you compare the rules and all the basic informations in a way that they are equal or they are opposite or something like that. The main thing is, who do you rely upon? Huh? Who is the one you're relying upon, or two, or three, or what? You only rely upon yourself, because that's the only thing you know. So you believe that everything happens as a result of your personal effort. That is not the case. And the opposite, that everything happens and your will or effort plays no role in it, that doesn't exist either. There is a mixture, undividable stuff between these things you call opposite. These are not opposites really, but you make it opposite with illusion. You remember that story. Then, see, if you understand this, then you will realize that there are some things that you don't know. And for knowing them, you should come to the other side of thinking, which is a different way than logical thinking. Logical thinking was represented by what? What is logic? Where does it come from, the logic?